Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm Twanda Black. And, you know, we did Leslie Lane's book, the last one. Leslie, what was the name of that book?
The name of the last book was Leslie Lane, the book.
And it was chock full of everything free, discounted. It had all this good stuff in it. And now you're doing a series. So this is the second book in the Leslie Lane Presents. And this one says, how to write and self-publish your book for free with Amazon's Create Space, an easy way to complete your manuscript in 7 stress-free steps. And you know what? Everybody, I think everybody in life has a book inside of them.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much, first of all, Tawanda, for having me on. That's really nice of you. I appreciate it. And I've always felt, as you've just said, that there is an author in every one of us. Mm-hmm. I feel like each person has a story to tell, and no two stories are the same. And so this is an opportunity for the individuals that know already that you have that book in you, and for the individuals that are now listening to this interview and realize, oh, yes, I, too, have a book in me.
Oh, yes, because, I mean, you think about your life's experiences, and everybody's experiences are different, but some in the same vein. Like when I was going through drug addiction, my first husband was a crack addict. And when I went into group therapy with a whole bunch of other people, it was funny because we would all kind of chuckle because it was kind of the same story. Just different little nuances to it. But we could all relate to each other's story. So somebody would say something and we would all kind of chuckle about it, because we had all been through it in one way or another.
Right.
So everybody's got a book. Everybody. I mean, you may think your stuff is not important, but it's going to be important to somebody, right?
Absolutely. And I share that with people. I share it with people that say, well, I've been thinking about writing a book, but I don't think anyone wants to hear what I have to say. Mm-hmm. And I share with them, yes, certainly there's someone that wants to hear what you have to say. And not only someone that wants to hear what you say, there are a lot of people that want to hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. For example, if you've gone through something that you have gone through, there has been an emotional trauma in your life, mm-hmm. with other people, mm-hmm. That have experienced going through cancer. I've got friends that have gone through cancer and would like to write a book about that. Yeah. Someone wants to hear about it. You are the best cook in your household or the best cook in your family. And you think, okay, well, I'm just going to be this best cook in my family. But there are so many people out there that would love to learn how to cook. And you can, mm-hmm. simply write a book based on what you know, and that will be helpful to them.
Absolutely. Even the funny stuff, when my husband's daughter was here, and mind y'all, I probably got 10 outlines for books, okay? Have not done it, right? So when my husband's daughter was here, she had ADHD. She has ADHD. She's 15 now, but we spent the first year trying to figure out what is going on.
Okay.
And I said to him when I first, I said, she's got ADHD. She was so hyper, but there were some other issues too. But it just, and so I wrote down in one of my books, Life with Joy. Her name is Joy.
Oh,
but it was life with the joy of life too, including her, because beyond the frustration, when you look back at it, some of the stuff was so ridiculously funny. It was crazy.
Oh.
You know, dealing with a kid, you don't really know what the problems are. And then you take her to get, you know, figure it out and all of that. And then they tell you, well, it's this. But the basis of it is ADHD. And we got to handle it this way. And then, but she was just such a joy. She really was.
What?
When you look back at it, it was so funny. So, you know, even the funny parts of life, you can share that with people because it's uplifting and it will help somebody.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. People like to be able to connect with you.
Yes.
And they're able to connect with you when you are authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're able to laugh about life, if you're able to cry about life, if you're able to share life in a real way with other people through your books, they connect with you, mm-hmm. and then that helps them in yes. their daily lives. Then they feel that, okay, well, it's not just me.
Right.
It's not just me with a person with this particular illness or this particular concern or this particular issue in my family.
Yeah.
This is going on in so many other families, and I can read about it, I can write about it, and all of those great things as well.
Well, I think that the thing that you'll run up on for most people is, where do I start? I don't know what to do. Where do I start? So where do they start, Leslie?
Oh, yes, and that is the key. And if I could give you just a little background on writing this first book,
mm-hmm.
I've been a professional writer for over 20 years. And since I write professionally, a lot of people assume that I would know about the publishing business for books because
mm-hmm.
my articles are published, and I actually did not. And they would always say, well, how do I publish my book? You write, how do I publish my book? And I would say, I don't know, but when I find out, I'll share it with you. And when I wrote my first book, now more often, and that was less than a year ago. In fact, it'll be a year next month that
mm-hmm.
it was released. And so many people since then have said, oh, my goodness, I want to write a book. How do I do so? And now I know how to write a book,
mm-hmm.
and I can share that with them. But, Tawanda, I thought about it and figured, okay, I don't want to write a 200-page book on how to
write
a book.
Because
people, because one of the main things that they shared with me is that, A, I don't have time to write the book,
right.
and B, where do I start? And so I decided that this book would be very, very simple, an all-in-one book, which would go directly to your question, how do I start
mm-hmm.
it, and how do I make the time for it, and make it simple so that you can just go straight through it and write your book. And the first chapter, and once your readers or your listeners purchase their book, then they'll see that the first chapter corresponds with the steps. So there's seven steps
mm-hmm.
in the book. And I wanted to say manuscript in 7 weeks, but I didn't want to discourage people that have gone 8 weeks and figured, okay, well, if Leslie said I could do 7 weeks, there's something wrong with me. But no, so I decided to say 7 stress-free steps because we want you to be relaxed when you write your
mm-hmm.
book. You need that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And in chapter one, Dr. Daveen Ricks asked me, and I have a person asking at the beginning of each chapter, what are the top 5 steps I should take in beginning to write my first book? And so in that first chapter, I share, okay, these are the 5 steps that you take. And I make it interactive. So it's like you and I are, just as you and I are sitting here talking on the phone,
mm-hmm.
or just as I would be in a room with you, then I'm making it interactive and conversational so that they'll feel that I'm there coaching them on writing their first book. And in chapter 2, which I think is the one of the questions that you're asking, Russell Guess says, I plan to write a book about my fitness journey, and I don't know where to begin. What's the easiest way to get started? And so in chapter 2, I share the easiest way to get started is to unleash what I call the act of one-person brainstorming.
Yeah.
And when you brainstorm, it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be articulate. It doesn't have to be profound to begin with. You're just writing everything that's on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Tawanda, when you're writing your book, you just write. Brainstorming, you just write, whatever it is that you're thinking. And once you get all of that information on paper, then you're able to move forward and start to shape your thoughts into an actual book.
Absolutely. And we must say that there are blank pages for you to write in. So this will be your personal book, almost a manuscript of your book by the time you finish, right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for raising that point, because that's exactly the way that I designed
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
First, the reason that is fill in the blank and the pages of the pages and pages of blank pages are in the book is because when we take notes, I don't know if you're like me, but this is me. Maybe it's just me talking. When I'm taking notes and I'm looking for my notes. I wrote it on a post-it note here,
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
I wrote it on a notepad here, or I wrote it on a loose leaf sheet of paper here. Then I'm going back. Where am I? I'm asking my husband Tony, where are my notes? Where did I put this? Where did I put that? And so the wonderful thing about this book is all of your journaling, all of your book writing, yeah. all of your notes are in this book. So in each chapter, you will be going through each chapter and answering questions, and all of your thoughts are there. So, and then when you get to the chapter 6 on actually writing the book, then you start writing the book in this particular right. workbook, so mm-hmm. to speak, mm-hmm. and until it runs out, and then you go on another sheet of paper. That way you'll always have this book with you. And it's a good size. If you carry a tote bag or a purse that is a little large, mm-hmm. You just drop it in your purse. So when you're at work, when you're with the kids are at soccer practice, you're sitting outside and waiting for them or sitting inside, then you just journal and write in your book, and you'll always have it with you.
Absolutely. And that's how I read the book. I just dropped it in my purse.
Yes.
I love that you say to create a timeline, because, you know, we can get a little, you know, late, ahead, whatever. we can get a little discombobulated when you're talking about a project like this. And you did work a timeline in, and for us to create a timeline, which is excellent.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
Create your timeline. Liz Hudson asked me, how do I stay focused and on schedule when writing my first book, especially since I have a full-time job and have other obligations? And the key is a timeline
yeah.
so that you can be disciplined and you can be focused. And you don't want to set your timeline. For example, originally I wanted the subtitle of the book to be 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to set your timeline for 7 weeks if you cannot complete it in 7 weeks mm-hmm. because that will discourage you. And so I've given an example of my original timeline in the book, and you can see that I said, okay, weeks 1 and 2, I'm working on my brainstorming and things of that nature. And then I'm going to take a break to focus because I had book signings from my previous book and other writing assignments because I'm still a working journalist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so just make certain that you've got any events that you've got coming up, anything that your children are doing. Make certain that all of the things that your kids are doing and that you're doing and your work obligations are factored into your timeline.
Absolutely.
And you'll stay on schedule.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
In chapter 5, this talks about staying motivated.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yes.
I think sometimes we have
that
little writer's block.
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Moore Jr. asked, how do I stay motivated to write, and should I change my location in order to stay focused on my writing? And so I think to stay motivated is to first have your mind clear. And your mind is clear by the time, and this is getting motivated and writing the book is in chapter 5, so you've taken all of the other steps that you've needed to take to keep your mind clear, stay focused with the timeline and things of that nature. And key to being motivated to me and my personal writing is that I have a favorite seat in the house when I'm doing my freelance writing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I sit and write the entire time. Or if I'm on the road traveling, doing some travel writing, then I find a favorite place on the hotel property and do my writing. For my first book called Leslie's Lane, the book, I went out to a beautiful property called Serenby. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I do. I know Serenby.
Yeah, isn't
mm-hmm.
it beautiful?
It's gorgeous.
And I went out there because I didn't have the time to leave town, so to speak. So then I went away from my natural, comfortable environment,
mm-hmm.
Natural environment, and found a place that was of comfort to me in a beautiful place outdoors. And so if you're a type of person you like, if your creative juices flow when you're outside looking at the beauty of nature, then go outside on your patio or your deck. Or if you need to go maybe to your mom's house and you have your favorite room, your room as a child,
mm-hmm.
your bedroom, where you feel like you're in a cocoon and you're nurtured,
mm-hmm.
go to your mom's house, to your old bedroom, lie in that twin-size bed, and write your book.
I love it. I love
yes.
it. Some people do need the quiet. Some places do inspire you to just let the juices flow, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, it really does. In chapter 6, you talk about enlisting the help of others, because there are a few other elements that go with writing a book, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness. And this is, every chapter is my favorite chapter, but this is one of my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 6, and step 6 is to enlist the help of others. And what is so wonderful about this book is, again, how to write and self-publish your book for free with Amazon's CreateSpace. With this particular book, you don't have to pay a cent, not 1 cent, to publish this book.
Wow.
And and the wonderful thing also is that with Amazon, CreateSpace is owned by Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You are drawing on the resources of a multi-billion dollar company.
Yes.
Your book will be published on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
They will be seeing your book in the search engines when they're searching for books to give to people for Christmas. And your book will be distributed in 15 countries for free. Now, when I say enlist the help of others, in order for it to stay free, usually when you're publishing your book, you will pay for editors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay because I paid for editors for my first book. But what I suggested that people do, and I knew that in order for me to write a book on how to self-publish your book for free, I would have to do everything for free.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was enlisted the help of people that are closest to me that excel at what they do. My daughter, Antasha, served as my photographer, and she used her your smart camera, whether it's a Samsung, whether it's an Apple, or whatever it is, has high-definition photos. Set it to high definition and take your pictures,
mm-hmm.
and they will be just as good as a photographer's
wow.
picture. She was my photographer, so all of the pictures in the book were taken by her.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my two sisters, Salathea and Natalie, to serve as editors. I asked three of my sorority sisters, of which are educators. And so I asked my sorority sister, Dolores Birch. I asked my sorority sister, Dr. Bernetta Jones. And I asked my sorority sister, Betty Stuckey, to serve as editors. And finally, as the graphic designer, I asked my good friend, Michelangelo Chester, to work with me on the graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of those wonderful people were willing to do the work for free out of the goodness of their heart. So thank you to all of you. I'm saying this publicly. but I share in the book, and I share with you all now, that when they're ready to write their book, then you return the favor by being an editor or a photographer or a graphic designer for them.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
The last and final, well, I don't think it's the last, is it chapter 7? It is. Learn how to self-publish with the help of CreateSpace. And you take that step by step. And you also included your pastor, my good friend, Dr. Curran B. Lee,
five benefits
of self-publishing your book. And he writes something in there about, he's got 4 books on Amazon.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
He has 4 books. My awesome pastor, Dr. Curran B. Lee
mm-hmm.
of Berean Christian Church, thank you so much for your support. And I emailed Dr. Lee and I shared with him, I would love for you to be a part of my book. He was a part of the first book.
Mm-hmm.
And Tawanda, you know this about Dr. Lee and everyone else that knows him and has heard of him. He is a wealth of information.
He is.
He's a walking encyclopedia.
Yes, he is.
And I mean, and funny as all get out.
Yes.
And I shared with him, I said, Pastor, I shared with his wonderful executive assistant, Miss Peggy. I said, Miss Peggy, can you get Pastor to write an article for me? He's going to have 2 pages, and I want his photo. And she said, sure, we can talk to Pastor. And he gave this great, great, great information. And one thing that's wonderful about Dr. Lee is he hits it right the first time.
Yes.
So when you send him something and you ask for it, you don't have to do any editing. You don't have to go back and say, well, Dr. Lee, this isn't quite what
mm-hmm.
I had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave it to me right the first time. And he gave us 5 tips on writing your first book and the benefits of writing of self-publishing
mm-hmm.
your book.
Mm-hmm.
The first is that you control the cost, and he explains why.
Yeah.
The second is you reap the total harvest, so you're not going to be paying all of your money to a traditional publisher.
Right, right.
And he explains why. And you determine the distribution. In this case, with self-publishing, you're going to be published globally, and you're not going to pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
And number 4, you retain the rights. That's a really, really, really big thing. So when you're self-publishing, and I self-published under my name, Leslie Slane, Inc., and so with CreateSpace, you certainly want to tell them if they publish under CreateSpace, there is a small additional charge, and you will not have total control over the book. And so when you publish, you want to publish under Tawanda Black or under Leslie Slane or under Leslie Royal and retain those sole rights. And although these books were published under Amazon's CreateSpace, I can take the book to any traditional publisher and have it republished, and I don't have to get anyone's permission.
That's phenomenal.
Yes. Phenomenal. And finally, Dr. Lee says, you create your inventory. And so I only order the books that I will need for my book signing, and then everyone else will order their books. For example, your listeners that are hearing me today will order their books through Amazon.
Right. And so tell them where they can go to Amazon, and that's Amazon.com, right?
Absolutely. They can go to Amazon and Google either my name, Leslie E. Royal, author, or they can Google how to write and self-publish your book for free on Amazon's CreateSpace.
Yes. And then tell folks where they can find you, Leslie.
Oh, absolutely. You can follow me. My Instagram handle, in fact, all of my handles are at Leslie Slane. That's LeslieLane at Leslie Slane on all of the social medias. Leslie Slane is on Facebook, and also my website is leslieslane.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing how to write and self-publish your book for free with Amazon's CreateSpace. Leslie E. Royal is the author. You can get it by going to amazon.com. Thanks for joining us, Leslie.
Thank you so much for having me, Tawanda. How kind of you.